Tonight is the first night of Hanukkah, and you might find a menorah buried in all the lights, tinsel, and manger scenes of that other holiday. Christmas is everywhere. As a Jew, you can either do your best to ignore it and go out for Chinese food on Christmas Day, or you can do what Ron Gombertz has done, embrace it and make it just a little less goy. He calls his version of the holiday Chrismukkah, a hybrid of Christmas and Hanukkah, and he's written a new how-to book.
In my family, it kind of started out as a bit of an inside joke. I married my wife, Michelle. I'm Jewish, and my wife grew up in a fairly conservative Christian household. Her dad actually is a career minister with the United Church of Christ.
So was it, do we put a tree up? Do we put a menorah up? That kind of thing?
You know, Chrismukkah, we decided, was about throwing everything up. As garish, as busy, as multicultural as we could possibly make it.
So what does your house look like?
My house is probably very typical of any mixed-faith family. The big decision is how close the tree goes to the menorah. This is what differentiates the Orthodox mixed marriage from the Reform mixed marriage. Can they be in the same room? Do they have to be separated by a wall? Can they be adjacent to one another? So my house is pretty typical. We have a tree in one corner and the menorahs and the dreidels and the gelt in the other.
Way on the other side of the room?
Caddy corner.
I see.
There's sort of an arbitrary, it's got to be at least 10 feet is what we decided.
So give us some tips. I want to do Chrismukkah this year. What should I do?
The most important thing is to respect your partner and to find out what the background is, what the history is of each family, and then pull out the rituals that you have nostalgic feelings about. And we make, it's all about the food, isn't it? Holidays are all about the food. So we have in the book that I wrote, Fala Lala Latkes, and we have Bubi's Ganoush, and we have matzah pizza for those that might be Jewish and Italian. Gefilte goose is one of our favorite recipes.
That sounds revolting. Gefilte goose?
I can't wait.
I'm really not a fan of gefilte fish, and so I can't even imagine what a gefilte goose is.
Gefilte goose is pretty much gefilte fish with the fish substituted by a goose. Simple. We couldn't do gefilte ham because that just wouldn't be kosher.
So your child, in fact, children who are in Chrismukkah households, they must just cash in because they've got the Christmas loot plus the Hanukkah loot.
Yeah, 8 days and nights of gifts followed by one day of many, many gifts. It is the neighbor kids are all jealous. They covet Chrismukkah, but they're not qualified because they're not in mixed marriages. So, you gotta qualify.
Does anyone say to you, this is kind of sacrilegious what you're doing. Why don't you let each religion celebrate their holiday in the way they're supposed to?
When people take Chrismukkah too seriously, first of all, I remind them that it is, after all, a fake holiday. It's a bit of a spoof. It's a bit of satire. But it's something that's very, very real for those of us that are in mixed marriages and do have to battle the feelings of our spouses and the attitudes of our in-laws. And, when things get too heavy, it's a good time to make light.
And why not make a matzo ball snowman? Why not?
Yeah.
Did you actually invent Chrismukkah?
No, I can't claim I did. Chrismukkah actually goes back to, best our research could tell, 1880s in Germany, when they used to celebrate a holiday called Weihnachten, which is a combination of Weihnachten, the German for Christmas, and the Uka of Hanukkah.
Well, do you have any plans to branch out and maybe include Muslims or Buddhists even?
Yeah, there are many other alternative holidays, including Boudicca, and I think we have, what did I call it, Wicca?
Wiccan religion? Witches?
Yeah. But then there is also Kabbalatology Day would be another good one for Kabbalah and Scientology. There are some celebs that probably celebrate that already.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, Agnostica is my personal favorite.
How would you celebrate Agnostica?
Doing nothing.
And then eating.
Yes. It's all about the food. It's all about the nosh. Noel nosh.
Ron Gompertz wrote Chrismukkah, Everything You Need to Know to Celebrate the Hybrid Holiday. Thank you, Ron. And so what would you say? Would you say cheery Chrismukkah or?
We say Merry Mazel Tov.
Okay. Well, Merry Mazel Tov to you.
Thank you very much.